Hello, welcome. We're going to discuss the Fama-French three-factor model. So remember the capital asset pricing model that we covered before, where our return for a single security is the risk-free rate plus beta times the market return minus the risk-free rate. Okay, that is one component of the Fama-French three-factor model, CAPM. So let's look at this chart. Portfolio of stocks with similar betas. After forming portfolios of stocks with similar betas, the subsequent portfolio returns are observed and shown in the following plot. Remember, one is the beta for the market. One represents the beta for the market. Notice how as the beta grows, so does the average return. So notice the far right, the top, 1.6 beta, it has an average return of 2. And as we move closer to 1, you'll notice that the average return goes down. So the beta over 1 shows that it's a greater risk than the market or more volatility than the market. And as you move closer to 1, you'll see that the return is diminishing because you're assuming less risk. So CAPM, linear function of beta, after forming a portfolio of stocks with similar betas, the subsequent portfolio returns are observed and shown in this plot. CAPM says the expected return is positive and it's a linear function of beta. This plot of actual data shows a positive linear relation, so the model seems to work. Notice how we have a linear correlation between beta and return. But CAPM says that beta is the only asset-specific factor that you need to know to estimate expected return. Other factors should add no value in estimating expected return. So the lower plot adjusts returns for the effects of size and book-to-market of the equity. So the book-to-market, so we have a book price that is typically owner's equity, and that's going to represent our market capitalization. So our market capitalization will be our stock price times the number of shares outstanding. So our book price can be different than our market price of our equity. So our book price is going to be the owner's equity, whereas the market equity is the stock price times the number of shares outstanding. So you're going to see the returns in these charts that are taking the book value, and we're going to mark to market. So we're going to make sure that we are plotting these returns based on the market value, not the book value of our equity. After these factors are taken into account, there seems to be no relation between expected return and beta. The positive linear relationship is gone if you look at the lower chart when we price from book to market. So here is the three-factor model, the Fama-French three-factor model. Notice we have the risk-free plus the beta market. Then we'll have the market risk premium plus, now you'll notice SMB and HML factors. These are computed using 6 portfolios formed using size and book to market. So SMB stands for small minus big. It is the return to a portfolio of small cap stocks less the return to a portfolio of large cap stocks. So we have small cap stocks under $10 million in market cap. So then you'll have large cap stocks that are over $10 billion and market cap. So you're going to subtract out the return to a portfolio of small cap stocks against the return to a portfolio of large cap stocks. A lot of times, small cap stocks will have the greater return. Remember how we said before, the small cap stocks, the smaller companies, they can stay more lean, more flexible, control their costs, where larger companies, large cap stock companies, they can times be bloated, have excess costs, therefore have diminishing returns. So we'll subtract the large cap from the small cap to give us the SMB number. So now we have the HML, or the high minus low. This is the return to a portfolio of stocks with high ratios of book to market values, less the return to a portfolio of low book to market value stocks. So as you work this equation, it's a simple equation to work. You subtract out the high or the large cap stock return from the small cap stock return. And in HML, you subtract out the return to a portfolio of stocks with high ratios of book to market value, then subtract out the portfolio of low book to market value stocks for HML. Simply add these together, and you've got your return.